Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Yep.
I got Emmanuel.
It's another day, another dollar.
Every time I do yo, I want to say yum. Welcome to another Trap House.
Sounds like how ants say yo.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we got to start this off with, you know, terrible topic. But you know, it's you know, it has to be said. I mean, of course, most of the world or everybody knows by now that Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi, along with nine others, I believe, total, you know, lost their lives in a helicopter incident that took place on Sunday. And yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing. It's one of those things where it's like, man, you just, you know, of course, things like this happen all the time. And, you know, not things like, but people that do die and they pass away. But I guess, you know, certain people, of course, that of a certain stature, sometimes it hits a little harder, or somebody that you've grown up or looked up to growing up. And
This is my first time feeling that, though.
I didn't feel it.
Not that I haven't felt that before. Let me say this. I feel like as I got older, I started realizing, because when I was a kid, I didn't get it. I didn't get the why people cried over celebrities or like why. I didn't understand, like, when they pass, even like, what, this person had no effect on your life, or so you thought.
Yeah.
And then you grow up and you realize, like, I remember the first person that really hit me hard, he knows what I'm gonna say, is when I got to college and Sean Taylor died from the Skins. And I remember being like, what the fuck? Like, this is hitting me hard. Like
I never met him, or,
you know,
but, yeah.
I never met, actually, I mean, I've seen him in person, you know, but I didn't meet him. But you know, that hit. And then, you know, even more recently with Nipsey Hussle. You know, you feel the relatability, especially with music. You know, you
and we were in L.A. too. You know,
and we're in L.A. But even before that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, Nipsey just something about him. He has a light about him. Some people just have that light about him, right? Mm-hmm. And then Kobe Bryant. You know, I think the latest thing I feel I take away from it is that, and this is kind of the scary and sad thing at the same time, no matter how positive you are, no matter how peace you are, no matter how, you know, motivated you are, when it's your time to go, it's just your time to go. There's nothing that could control that. That, I mean, there's some things can stop it from happening quicker than others, right? But when a freak accident just happens like that on a helicopter, now I'm scared to go on a helicopter. No, no bullshit. Yeah, I don't know about y'all, but I feel weird. Like, yo, if that happened to Kobe.
Yeah.
I know I'm not paying as much as he is.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Are they checking all the security for me?
Real.
Like, I don't know what happened.
I had to think about that yesterday. I was like, because not too long ago, I was like, because I was watching somebody's story and they were on a nice helicopter ride over the city. And I was like, oh, this is dope. But after yesterday, I was like, you know, I don't like to be shook like that, but I was like, that's a little nerve wracking. Of course, we don't know. It could have been anything. We don't know.
If you were any bit of a fan of Kobe or basketball, watched knew anything about Kobe Bryant, from now on, when you hop on a helicopter, if you get the chance to hop on a helicopter, I feel like those people are going to think of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I mean,
you're going to think about that particular situation.
Yeah,
damn,
like,
he died.
When helicopter rides are down for
a little while.
For a couple
is
of weeks.
Is it really?
No, I'm just saying.
Bet you it is, though.
Yeah, I'm just
I
saying.
I bet you it is.
Like, no, sure. At that point, it's going to be a lot of people already
are afraid to take smaller flights and things like that, smaller, you know, the modes of transportation, because recently things have been happening. But it goes back to one of those things where it's like, this life, man, if we can't even really live like that, because we won't live.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We won't live. We won't do nothing. And that's the tough part about it. And I think, it's also one of those things where it's like, me and Cam literally just had Boss Talk last week about living life to the full. We literally, that was the episode that came out last week, and then this happened. And it just puts it all right back into perspective. Like, it just puts everything right back into perspective. And then knowing that, yeah, things happen in the world, you know, diseases and, you know, all type of stuff happen. But it's like, I still got to go live. I got to go live. I got to go be granted. Got to go make an impact. But because of Kobe's impact, look at how it affected the world. And it's like, you want to have that impact. Not to say you want to have an impact so everybody can praise you, but you just want to have an impact so people just remember
that you lived his life to the fullest.
You live his life to the fullest.
It wasn't in vain. Yeah. None of that. But I feel for the families. Especially the wife lost her love of her life.
Yeah.
She was with her since she was 17, and you lost your daughter.
Yeah.
Like, that's very tough.
I
can't even imagine. Like,
yeah.
I feel like her having the other kids is the one thing that will get her through, because she knows she got to be there for them,
but imagine how the other kids.
I mean, of course,
at least the two that are old enough to remember their sister. How hard is that going to hit them growing up? And their father.
Even the other family. It was another family on that flight. It was a baseball coach, and he was on there with his wife and his daughter. And I think they had two other kids. So I can't imagine what those two kids are going through. They just lost their whole family.
All the families are suffering.
And I kind of thought about, too, like, being those other families. Sometimes, you know, you could get overshadowed by the celebrity who died.
Yeah, yeah.
Over, you know. Mm-hmm. But there could be a case that those people wanted their privacy.
Of course.
But, you know, we should remember, like you said, there were 9 other people on board, too. But
the tough thing, they said they found out through the media. Because, you know, the media reported before the family got alerted. So imagine finding out about your dad or your husband through the media. That's even tough. Because I was like, is that real? Is that?
Yeah, you're trying to figure out what's going on.
But then you got to think about city of L.A. They lost 3 people. They lost John Singleton. They lost Nipsey. And they lost Kobe. Like, all those people that grow up here and idolize all those people and all those 3 that affected all them is just.
Yeah. But I think the one thing we got to take from Kobe is, like, at the same time, yeah, it is a life loss, but he left so much, especially when it came. Like, I just was watching his interview a couple weeks back, and I was like, his just mentality was just different, you know, about the game that he played and just how he looked at life and his hustle and everything like that. So if anything, I think we take that from him and strive to add on to it and just know that, you know, he was a hard work. Like, hard work was his thing. Like,
Mamba mentality.
Everybody that came across Kobe, from Jordan to LeBron, everybody was like, when it come to, like, hard work and his mentality, like, it's unmatched, really. So it's that's one thing that I think he left the world to and left it. If you're not doing what you love, then, you know, what are you doing? Like, I just seen an interview from him yesterday that somebody posted, was like, you know, he just did what he loved, and he did it to the best of his ability. So I think that's the one thing that we can.
And when he worked hard for it. When he knew his mission, he knew the goal was, like, his whole thing about the Mamba mentality was, like, don't stop work. You work to get to where you want.
Yeah.
Put in that hard dedication, that single mind focus. So,
yeah.
You know, he left, you know, people going to find out more now, read more about him, and, you know, there's like it, as unfortunate as it is, there are some benefits that will come for whatever kids start learning about Kobe. You know,
that funeral is gonna be crazy.
Yeah. Oh,
because I went to the Nipsey funeral at Staples Center.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I feel like they gotta have it at Staples Center, unless it's just, you know, the family wanted somewhere else. Yeah. But he built that house, so it's like it just gotta be there. It's gonna be crazy.
Let me ask you: do you think this is cool or fucked up? But so the Lakers play on Tuesday at Staples Arena. The starting prices for tickets now are $1,000. That's at the top nosebleed sections. And it, you know, and if you try to get a decent seat, maybe 3,000 or so.
Well, that's,
do you think it's right to take advantage of, or do you feel that they're taking advantage of Kobe's death by jacking up prices?
But it's probably resale. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of them are probably going to
buy it already. You know, people buy these season tickets and they bumping it up. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily the Lakers.
That's the first thing I said.
The secondary market you got to be mad at if you're mad at that.
I can't confirm or deny if it's resale or not.
Yeah, but, we don't know. I mean,
but let's assume it was the Lakers, the team.
The team.
What do you? How would you feel about it?
Then it's whack because you don't need the money.
Right.
Yeah, you don't need the money. And you're going to make that money anyway. They're going to be in there. Like, people going to come regardless. You know?
But it's always going to be like, when I went to the Nipsey thing, there's all kind of people selling shirts out there, rest in peace. It's always going to be people that want to profit off death. It's just what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah. But yeah, so we just wanted to touch on that. Also, the Grammys happened last night at the same, you know, in the Staples Center. And it was the first time I semi-watched it. Like, I had it on a little small stream while I was doing other stuff. Alicia Keys just looks good.
So goddamn
all
good.
All the time.
So goddamn good. She looks so good.
Yeah, she looks good. She just looks good, man.
But damn it, she can't host a goddamn award show, man.
Really? I heard everyone saying she did good.
She did good last night. She did good last night. The last night, she did, about, like, she had a little bit of wit to her. You know, and to have to host it after that happened yesterday, I feel like she held it down. I feel like she did all right. It wasn't crazy.
I don't know. I mean, okay, I could give you credit for, like, you know, I could give you a pass a little bit for it. It was a tragedy. But still, man, this is the second year it's happened. Even last year, I didn't like her shit.
Do you specifically not like about her hosting?
Listen, I love Alicia Keys. I love her singing. She is one of the most beautiful women to be honest with you. Very gorgeous. But I was never... Was she not funny or something?
I didn't see it.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Okay. We about to get in trouble.
No, you about to get in trouble. Don't put that on me. You about to get in trouble.
I already don't see the correlation of Beyonce and hosting Grammy.
Beyonce
doesn't do interviews for a reason, right?
Okay.
She is better suited for the stage, for performing, for, you know, her. When she wants to talk about something, she plans it out, she structures it, and she cuts a deal with Netflix and puts out a documentary.
Okay.
This is what I've been going through this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, she'll put out that, and that's how we get to know her. And then everybody just loves her for her craft.
Yeah,
though,
for her craft.
Right?
For
she's
sure.
amazing at her craft. Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not saying you don't need to do interviews. You're a wonderful person. You seem like very articulate and everything. Mm-hmm. But hosting, look how good Ricky Gervais did. I just think you should bring a comedian.
Okay.
I think you should bring a real
host, somebody who
actually hosts. Because to me, I was cringing a little bit.
Okay.
I was cringing. There was times where she was. It just looked a little awkward for her.
It might be
and
a little uncomfortable for
her. Some of her jokes
were
just like, and I'm just like, why would you? This is not the Oscars. This is the Grammys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you should be getting the best hosts out there.
Maybe the people who writing their jokes for that particular night wasn't, you know, maybe it wasn't her. Maybe it was the jokes.
So your issue is
it's not just the jokes. I could tell it's her delivery.
She doesn't
always look covered. And then she has this tendency to go into this thing, which is good, you know, it saves you she just says positive things all the time, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I appreciate that, yeah. But when you don't have you know, some type of
wit. I mean,
some type of humor to go along with that.
It's hard to compare it to Ricky Gervais because he is a comedian and a host. That's what he does.
And I'm just saying, whoever else, Kevin Hart. I mean, somebody that's a host. That's why you're right. It's hard to compare it to that because she's not that.
She's not a host.
She's an artist.
She's
everything. She's beautiful. Everything else is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a woman that I'm like, yo.
Yeah. No, for sure.
You know, you get the rocks off.
You just don't want her hosting your party.
Yeah. Right. If at least, and I heard she DJ too.
You want her to come to your party, but I you want her to
come
host
to my
it.
Party. I hope we have at least a conversation, a drink or two. I want her to, if she can perform, I'll be blessed if she performed. But you know,
but you don't want her to talk before she performs.
She could say hello.
Listen, but I think overall, I watched it here. Like Lizzo opened up, and
Lizzo did open up. Yo, Lizzo won me over. I haven't paid enough attention to Lizzo, but I didn't know she played flute.
Yeah, she played
flute. When she bust out that flute and start playing, I love this girl.
She's very talented. Yeah,
I love this girl.
She plays flute.
Killing it with the talent.
Only thing I seen was a Nipsey tribute. That's all I seen.
Yeah, I seen Nipsey tribute. That
it was okay.
But yeah, it was all right.
Kurt Franklin.
I was gonna say, Billie Eilish took home like 5 Grammys,
bro.
But here's the funny thing about this. So she's 18. She took home new artists.
Think I heard one song from her.
Bro, the song, I haven't heard any.
I don't listen to radio.
She took on new artist. She took on best pop vocal album. She took home three other joints. And the one thing that's cool is she produces and makes a lot of her music with her older brother. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, he was up there with
her. No, that's a cool thing. But what was funny is they had a clip of her when she was about to win another. So they was nominated. They did they read the nominations and they cut to her. Because she had already won like 2 or 3, mm-hmm. and so the host, I forgot who was presenting that category, goes, and the winner is, and Billie Eilish goes, she was like, oh, please don't be me. Mm-hmm. You can see her list go, please don't be me, and it said her name, and she was like, no. I laughed.
So, are you serious? Yeah, she said no.
She was like, oh,
yeah.
Exactly what she did. I was laughing. Then she gets on stage and she kind of awkward, so she's like, you know, I don't know why we got this, but you know, thank you, and then, you know, goes off stage. But I mean, I guess I really honestly need to go dive into some of her music because I need not that I'm saying that she don't deserve it because she probably works
what type
hard,
of
but
music she makes.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if
she's a pop artist.
It's like alternative pop or just pop. I don't like.
What
I don't
heard,
know. You know,
I mean, the song she won for the third category. What was they were playing one for the best new song, I guess. That song they kept repeating during the show.
That's the song they was repeating. Okay, that, so that's the one
her
she
song
won.
And
it sounded kind of cool. I ain't gonna lie, that one sounded cool to me. I like the way it sounded. I was like, but I don't know what it is. I gotta go really listen to it. I don't know.
I'm it's one of those where today. You know what it, that
is this what we
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Dark Euro Club.
I don't know the words or nothing, but it's that vibe of just like.
Like LaRue, Time for the Kill.
LaRue hard. I like LaRue.
LaRue's hard, but it's just not that turned up.
It was. It needed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
But, In for the Kill by LaRue, that remix.
That's turned up, though.
But what I want to talk about, what we talked about in the car, so Tyler, the creator, won
Best Rap Album.
Best Rap Album. So Tyler. Now, mind you, he's actually a good artist. He's a good musician. But so he opened up with Charlie Wilson.
That was hard.
First off, he be singing.
He be singing. I like it.
Charlie Wilson and Boyz II Men, I believe, was up there with him. And they all had on like suits or whatever. And Tyler had on the outfit from the video. And cool. So they did the earthquake. Charlie sang the earthquake part and Tyler was dancing. I was like, oh, this is cool. Mm-hmm. So then they break off and Tyler goes on stage to sing, I guess, another song from the album.
No, I thought it was the same song, but it was a hook back and forth break.
I don't know. I think that earthquake song goes kind of all like, ain't that whole song smooth like that from what I can remember? I haven't listened to it in a minute. The earthquake song.
I mean,
I thought you might know.
I didn't see the performance.
Okay,
I don't know what y'all doing.
Okay.
I didn't see nothing.
So anywho, so Tyler comes on stage and he starts his new song, whatever, and then he has a bunch of like clone
it's like
Tyler's.
That Eminem. You remember how Eminem did back in the day, where he brought a whole
bunch
of Eminems?
Eminem.
Yeah, so he kind of did something like that.
And then he starts doing this song. I don't know what the song is saying. I don't know because I felt the
like
same way you did.
Song.
It was like a rock rap song. I didn't like it, but the performance looked cool.
Actually,
the performance looked cool. Like the angles they got cool. But then again,
I
need to go.
He was killing it.
You know, he was murdering
wise.
The performance. Well, I just don't know what the song is about, so I had to go really listen to it.
That's the truth. Like when he started getting into the verses, I was just like, what? And then I was just like, what is he saying?
He's a real musician, though. Like, he cares about his craft. Like, when you watch his interviews, he'll break down so many references of where he got this from, the influence, and how he mixed this and got this sample. And
His album. Yeah. He's a real musician, so
yeah.
Don't sleep on him. Listen to his albums.
And then Nipsey and Khaled and everybody got an award for, I think it was.
Khaled was too excited.
Best rap / sung performance was for Hire, DJ Khaled featuring Nipsey Hussle and John Legend. You said Khaled was too what?
Excited. It felt like when they won the award, felt like he was like, you know, everybody was celebrating Nipsey.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they saw his name, you could just tell Khaled was like, fuck yes.
I mean, you know,
you heard about the year he was having, right? Like, you know, underselling, and he was trying to, he was mad at his label that they should have, he was trying to get a certain. So for him to win a Grammy right now is like, you know, that a good win.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, it was just funny to me.
But speaking of Khaled, so this weekend in Rome's Random Adventures, I went to a Grammy dinner event for Rick Ross. Now, one of my friends, he is a videographer, and he has the opportunity to film Ross for an event. He was like, hey, you want to come with me? Immediately, I'm like, oh, this is comedy. So, yeah, for sure. So he asked me to come and just, you know, help, you know, carry his bag, get his lens, get, you know, with help him with lights. Cool. Whatever. So we get to the hotel where Ross is at. Ross comes downstairs. He has like this red tux on, and he comes downstairs, and, you know, he's talking into the camera. Like, it's funny because, like, rappers, like, they make sure they tell the cameraman, look at me, you know, and then look over there, then look back at me, almost like the Old Spice dude. Like, look at me, look at there, come back. So Rick Ross talking, boom, boom. He puts down the camera, and he's sitting there talking to us. And I think my boy asked him something about life or something like that, and he was like, the best advice I can give to a young up-and-comer is that life is luxury, so treat it as such. Now let's go eat. That's what he said. Now, granted, life is luxury. It should be treated as such. But it's just so dramatic. It's just so dramatic. I laughed the whole time in the car because I was like, this is so Rick Ross. That's why it was funny. Like, that's just how he talked. And it's just like, Ross, come on. You could have just said, hey, man, you know, life is luxury.
Was he smiling while he said it, or he was serious? Hey,
no, life is life is luxury, and it should be treated as such. Now let's go eat.
Then we always talk about that soft boss.
And then so we go to the restaurant, and in there, and this a large party, and I don't mean the number of people.
Hilarious. Oh, Rick Ross got big friends too.
I just like everybody. Someone wasn't even like fat big. They were just wide. Like there's a lot of wide people, and the room was like the size of this studio podcasters, and the tables were, I was like, oh, this is cramped in here. So I kind of stood on the outside, and I just watched how everybody interacted with each other, and it just looked real funny. Like everybody was like trying to act like they wasn't there to like be all in Ross' face, but then they really was, because as soon as he would get time by himself, you would see him kind of like over there to him and all. And so it was just interesting to watch. But then Khaled comes.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Khaled comes. He walks in the restaurant. As soon as he walks in the door, loud, where my brother Ross at? So the hostess at the front is like, I think they're around back. He's like, all right, bet. Then he walks around. He got that bob when he walks. So he walk around back. And then he gets to Ross, and they, you know, they dap up and they talk. Then I guess it was too crowded for Khaled to, it was well, so he said, I'm out of here. So my homeboy was like, well, let me catch you.
Hold on, how long did he stay?
5-10 minutes. 5-10 minutes. I ain't gonna lie.
That sounds like me and Romello.
Because it was tight. It was tight. So I don't blame him. Because he pulled up in his Rolls Royce. He went in. He's coming back out. My boy was like, Khaled, can I catch a little quick interview from me outside? Khaled's like, cool. Catch me outside. So we go outside. He turns on the camera. Khaled's like, that's my brother Ross. It's my brother Ross in there. He's a Don. He's a Don. If you want to see a Don, go in there to Rick Ross. Khaled, 305, da-da-da, I'm out. And walks to his Rolls Royce, gets in and leaves. And I was like, I asked my homie, I said, what's all this for? I said, be honest. Like, what you going to do with these clips? He's like, I guess they just want some edited, like 30 seconds to a minute edit videos. Granted, it looks nice on the camera, but I'm like, what's this for?
Content. It was just a fun, yeah, everybody I guess needs it content, is content, man. Content.
It was just hilarious.
You gotta film show the lifestyle.
Yeah, you gotta
show lifestyle.
And it was at Ocean's Prime in Beverly Hills. So, you know, it's a nice restaurant, and you know, people who somebody else came in too when I was in there. But I forgot who it was.
Probably me using the bathroom on my way somewhere. Yeah.
Then, I just feel like some art forms make you wanna. You have to act a certain way.
I think that's their perception. You could be whoever you want to be, because in every genre you see the people that just being themselves versus people putting on certain
genres or something, or even just certain people, celebrities in general are theatrical. You know what I'm saying?
Like Ross is really theatrical.
Khaled is, but they made these characters, so they got to live up to these characters. But you don't have to be.
If they stop, you don't think it'll affect their brand?
It sounded like you was placing a, you have a to blanket. Be in certain, yeah, when you say in certain genres, you have to be. I don't think you have to be, but they chose to be.
Right.
And it works for them, so yeah, now they stuck in it.
I mean, the most famous people usually tend to be theatrical, though, a little bit, right?
I don't know. Think about Jay-Z. Think about Beyonce,
but even
and
him
like,
is theatrical. I mean, he's still a rapper. Rapper inherently is theatrical. Just because the way, if you're in hip hop is theatrical, kind of. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like, you know, it's not like a lot of dudes. I mean, it's rare to find a Kendrick Lamar like who's just got a white tee on and says, "I'm gonna do this." Right
every
quick. You know what I'm
rapper
saying?
Or
but
whatever.
Everybody wears chains. Everybody wears. You're being theatrical.
Every rapper or whatever that came in there that came into that restaurant that night or was with Ross and his camp looked like a superhero. Look like a Marvel.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a Marvel movie.
Oh yeah, I already say black people dress like superheroes.
Yeah, like
that's the, you know, when we dressing, we looking like superheroes.
Yeah.
But especially in that world, hip hop world and stuff, like it just breeds like even like think we go to YouTube events and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the creators there. Theatrical. Like, it's a little, it's like, you know, big, look bigger, feel bigger. But do you think that contributes to their success? Like, that? Does that...
I don't think it contributes to their success. It depends
who it is. Like, if you into fashion and very fashionable,
that's
it's part of your brand. You should be. But I'm saying sometimes it's because of success you turn into
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
Some people, you know?
Because they might not have been able to dress the way they really... Because, you know, sometimes, like, how we say we can't do certain things, and we probably shouldn't always say that, but I think we stop saying... But how we feel like you can't do certain things because you don't have either the success or the funds or whatever. So certain people, when they're, you know, coming up, they probably can't dress the way they really want to. So when they get it, they like, all right, I'm about to dress how I wanted to.
Also factor in being exposed to different things that you were never exposed to before, like ever.
Yeah.
Like take YG for instance, the way he dressed with the loafers.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool style.
No,
for
it's
him.
Cool. Yeah, I like
but
it.
I know if he was just on the block, they would just roast him for that if he did that beforehand. But now that he is who he is, he could be the trendsetter and everything.
Yeah.
He probably was exposed to more.
We were talking about that with Jesse this weekend, just saying like how it's certain things that, you know, we can't really prepare for. In our minds, we can kind of have an idea of, you know, how we'll act when we have this or that. But may get exposed to something that we was like, oh, I actually like this. You know, we might... I don't know, go to south of France somewhere and get exposed to, you know, a different lifestyle or something. You know what? I like this lifestyle. I want to start living like this or dressing like, you know, you just never know. You never know where life is going to take you. But it was an interesting thing. Just I was like, just everything just so like, so regal with Ross.
And then he also represents like Miami.
Yeah.
That lifestyle of just like,
it's boss.
You know, cocaine fly.
Cocaine fly.
You know what I'm saying?
All like, white.
All white all week.
That happened. But I also want to touch on this Pro Bowl real quick. And it's funny when you brought up because Cam said, who cares? And you said exactly.
Yeah. I mean, we got to talk about this. I mean, let's
who
just stop it.
Who cares about the Pro Bowl?
Just
he
stop
said just
it.
Not the Pro Bowl.
Like, Kobe died. Look. And I thought, you know, in my head, okay, Yeah, just cancel the rest of this game.
All the Pro Bowl, right?
Because it's not a real game. Like, out of all sports, it's the worst all-star game because they don't really play. They're not really tackling. They're going to blow because they don't want anyone to get injured.
Yeah,
so it's,
yeah,
a, it's a really a boring game until maybe the fourth quarter. Like, so who really cares about this green? Now, let me preference this. I watched the highlights.
I'm not gonna lie to you. But, I forgot about
still,
it until y'all brought it up. I did forget about
until
it.
Until the fourth quarter. That's when they start going in because then they want
to
win the
what
money.
What about the events prior to, like the Saturday events and
those
stuff?
Are those more are
cool.
Interesting.
I think those are cool.
And they added that on because they knew people didn't care about the game. They
had
cool
for
stuff.
Kids, but I don't give a fuck about
but
that.
But I only
shit,
and
like,
funny, the only reason I seen it is because it was on Instagram. It was highlights.
Yeah,
so
I
didn't
mean,
really,
yeah, people catch it. They don't even need to stream it on TV anymore. Just start cutting clips online and just throw them out there. That's it for people to see. Because and these dudes
been,
don't even go to Hawaii anymore. They used to go to Hawaii for
yeah,
a
while. Yeah, where are they at now?
I don't
LA
know,
somewhere?
Kentucky or something?
Where?
I don't know where they at, man.
I was
going to
say, how long has Pro Bowl been like a thing? I
think
you,
Florida.
You know.
Pro Bowl know, for a long time. Been, right? Years. I can't call it, but I think it just needs to be by title. They don't need to have a whole event for it anymore, honestly. Or maybe a fun day for kids where they do all those activities,
yeah,
but a game with all these things. I don't really care. Now, you see people on
especially
the sidelines.
Especially anybody playing in the Super Bowl. But they don't have nobody from the Super Bowl team. Yeah, I ain't think so.
They get replacements. If you go Super Bowl, you got to get replaced. Hmm.
And on the sidelines, a lot of people were checking. You could tell people were checking for Kobe's death. Once he died, people just pulling out phones on the side. Just,
oh,
crap. Speaking of, I got to go back to the Grammys real quick.
Okay.
Dave Chappelle won Best Comedy Album of the Year.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I seen that.
Congrats to Dave Chappelle. Yeah. Fantastic. But he wasn't there at the award.
Yeah.
And after that, that was probably called halfway through, maybe a little more, I don't know, during the ceremony. And towards the end, they were giving an award to somebody, and they cut to the audience after like a laugh. And I see Dave Chappelle ducking down between two other people. And I thought I was tripping. I told my girl, I was like, yo, did you just see that? And she was like, what? I saw Dave Chappelle. He was there. Man, he looked like he was like this, like ducking down and kind of in his chair. But they caught him between two people in front of him. So I rewind the thing and I'm looking and I pause it. I'm like, that's Dave Chappelle. He's at the horse. Yeah. It looked like he showed up late or something, but he down there like that was the most funniest shit to me. It looked like he was late to the awards. I was dying though. But yeah.
What you were talking about Pro Bowl. Oh,
yeah.
And I had to bring this up. I said when I walked in, I was like, I know Hannah's excited because her team is in the Super Bowl.
Who's your team again?
Chiefs?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The team's
right,
in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
And they're going against San Fran. Quick predictions, just for fun.
Man, it's so hard to count out
I
defense.
I know.
Offense.
Quick predictions.
I'm going to go with Chiefs.
You going Chiefs? Any score predictions? I mean, if you just bring something off top,
it's gonna
be.
I don't think it's gonna be high scoring.
Okay,
I think it's gonna be like you know one of those 14-20 type things.
Okay, what about you, Emmanuel?
Man, I think Chiefs are the best offensive team in the league, but
if they can't stop the run,
I gotta say defense wins championship. I'm gonna try to go with the good old saying. Let's see what happens. But I do believe in Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And I like Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. I would like him to win a Super Bowl. But, you know, for now, I'm kind of hedging my bet. Like, yeah. I think defense, though.
Yeah, I'm going San Fran 31-28.
That'd be a good Super Bowl.
That'd be a great Super Bowl. And I'm kind of with Cam also because I think it might be low scoring, but I'm just going. I think it might be low scoring for some reason because of those two teams. But I hope I think it's going to be a good Super Bowl.
I don't know if it's going to be low scoring, but I think San Fran, in my opinion, just has to stop them three times.
What you mean?
They have to stop them three times.
Not with a team that came back from 0 points to win a 53-point game. You need more than three times.
It depends.
I think it's more on the Chiefs. If the Chiefs can stop San Fran's run,
if they can stop their run part,
then they have a great chance.
San Fran's running crazy.
Because
they got three running
backs. Jimmy Garoppolo don't scare me throwing the ball.
That's right.
He threw it six times in the last game.
But that's because he didn't need to.
I know. Yeah. But granted, they will want that again.
Yeah, they want that.
Because if you can stop them on defense and then kill the clock with running,
Yeah, yeah.
It's a formula for success.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So, it's going to be interesting.
But this or that?
Oh, we was just in the car. We was talking about different stuff. And I told him, we was talking about a couple like this or that situation.
I want to give him the original thing. That's not.
Oh, the original thing we was talking about, is it better to stunt going to Vegas on the private or leaving, like for picture-wise?
Let's say you got one picture to take. Yeah. Let's say you have a picture, right?
Going.
And it's you going on, it's you getting on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
The caption can either be leaving Vegas or going to Vegas.
Going.
Which one are you putting? Which one's the bigger stunt?
Going, because when you going to Vegas, you're either going to party up or you're celebrating something. And then you're going to be in better shape to take a picture than when you coming back.
That's what we all said, too.
Or, because if you coming back, you just got to say, survive Vegas.
And that could be. It could be. But going's going to look better for some reason, I believe. Going is going to, I don't know.
Because if you trying to stunt, you just say, woke up today and just decided to go to Vegas today.
That's what he's saying, right?
Yeah, I agree with going.
If you're trying to stunt, if your whole purpose is a stunt, then you're like, yep, woke up today.
But imagine.
Decided to go to Vegas.
You know that look, that old Vegas look. You know, niggas in their suits. Mm-hmm. You know, after you've been there a while, you got the necktie around.
You
like
only
you just
see
finished
pictures going.
A crazy weekend, maybe the jacket over the shoulder, and you like, leaving Vegas.
Nah, you just only
had a wild
see it going.
Weekend Vegas.
You ain't leaving Vegas in the suit.
Yeah, even now.
You're not leaving.
You might leave in
the
suit bottoms.
Right. But, even getting on the private jet.
Only
you
way
are
you leaving in a suit if sweats. You went yeah, for sweats. One night. If it was a one night thing with no luggage, that's the only way you leave.
Yeah.
Everyone who goes to Vegas, the picture's going.
Yeah,
it's
is.
Never
is
coming
it?
Back.
I think I would be different.
I can see it being hard if you. It depends on how.
I would leave in Vegas.
But I told him the picture that's going to be
then
hard.
You didn't go hard enough.
The picture that's going to be hard leaving is like the picture that old buddy took Brendan in the window sit with the drink. I said that's when I showed him that picture. He's like, that would be a hard picture leaving.
But no, that's not real. Ain't nobody drinking after the Vegas.
No, I'm just saying even just the way the picture looked, the sunset and all that shit. But yeah, no, ain't nobody drinking. You don't want to do nothing.
You ain't go hard if you can still drink leaving. You ain't go hard.
And then I said, the softer Drake lyric, because I was just thinking about it. And I just picked between these two. The first one was the Who's Been Flying You.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. And then
Who's Been Hiding You?
Who's Been Hiding You?
Who's been
flying to?
You.
And then the other one was from the him and Kanye, because he opened up the song with, I'm more than just an armchair. I was like,
it may be that. For a man to say he's more than just an option.
And he sung it. That was his opening line. I'm more than just an option. I laughed. Oh my god.
That's the one.
I think that might be the softer one because it just sounds funny.
Like, who's been hiding
you? I'm more than
you?
Just an option.
But who's been hiding you is funny.
What does that mean?
Because she disappeared. Yeah, she ghosted.
So who you flying to now? You ain't flying to me. So who's been hiding you? Like, I was hiding you.
I feel like he clutched his pearls while he sung that.
Who's been hiding you? Who's you been flying to? Ashley was just funny to me when we first talked about that.
Super Nintendo.
Yo, so I clicked this article. All I seen was headline Super Nintendo World. I was like, all right, the kid in me has to click on it. I click on it. Basically, how like they had Harry Potter World in Disney or Universal, all that. Super Nintendo World is coming to Universal in 2023. And I said,
could be fire.
Not gonna lie. Gonna have to go check that out because I'm a super Nintendo fan, Mario Brothers and all that. Like, and I think they're gonna have like all the people in the park dressed like all the Nintendo characters, Donkey Kong, all that stuff like that. And I think it's gonna start in Japan first, and then I think it'll start in Japan first, and then I think it's gonna be at Universal in 2023. And I was like, this I don't know why, but I got a little, the kid in me was like, I like this. I wanna visit this.
Do you know what that entails?
And like, that's they didn't have the details of what it entailed. They just said it's gonna be Super Nintendo World. So think of all the video games and all this stuff. So I don't know if that's gonna include like,
what would you want?
Super Mario gotta be involved.
What would you want?
I want a Mario Kart type of bumper car situation.
Okay.
Maybe that car. Or like a. Super Mario Brothers. I feel like that's gonna be the Super Mario Brothers is gonna be the blanket of everything. But I just don't know what games they would have Super Mario unless they're doing like, or rides. I mean, like the simulator rides.
They should have like a Wipeout course, like you running like Super Mario.
Oh shit! Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Dodging stuff.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
And the goal at the end is to have sex with the princess.
Is that Mario's goal?
If you're playing Mario, these are kids.
No,
but they making it for the kids.
No, it might be for me.
For an adult too.
For you.
I want to win a hand job.
You want the princess? Woohoo!
It could be those mechanical robots.
That is hilarious. But I just think it's gonna be cool. It's probably gonna be expensive, but it's gonna be added to the park.
Yeah.
The overall. I wonder if it's gonna be like how you can buy tickets for like Islands of Adventures. Maybe you can buy a separate ticket for Super Nintendo World.
Charge me one ticket so I can get in all this.
Charge me one ticket. Let me go in.
Yeah, I want to go a little bit over here, a little bit over there.
Yeah, Super Nintendo World, man. So
charge me $25 for a pretzel.
And I was always this person where I was like, I never knew. Like, I love PlayStation, but I also have a love for like Nintendo 64. Mm-hmm. And I've never could figure out like, what am I truest of hearts? Am I a Nintendo guy or a PlayStation guy? Mm-hmm.
Which did you have first?
I had Nintendo first.
Of course. I had
64. No, I think 64 and PlayStation came out. I feel like
64 came out 64? Before PlayStation.
They came out before PlayStation?
I believe so.
Hannah, we might need a fact check on that.
I thought it was around the same time, actually.
If it was the same time, then my heart was 60.
When
Nintendo
it came
first.
To 64, it was Mario Kart, Donkey Kong, and 007.
Yep.
That was it.
I never got to play those. Like, I mean, I played those in like arcades. And
yeah,
007.
Sometimes, but not really.
Damn,
I never got that.
That's an golden era.
You gotta go back.
PlayStation's for introverts. See, because they got Metal Gear Solid. That's things you play by yourself.
Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot. You can just do running. just run.
Every game you can play by yourself.
That's not true.
That's not true.
What game you can't?
What? Hold on. What'd you say, Hannah?
The PlayStation came out in
94,
and the 64 came out in
97.
PlayStation came out first.
94?
Wow.
Oh shit!
I didn't get it when it first came out.
I guess. What did I have? Did I have the
Super Nintendo? Sega Genesis?
Hannah, can you also check if Nintendo World will have mechanical hand jobs?
I don't think they're gonna have that on the site. So that came out 3 years afterwards. Shit, maybe that's why I was so excited when it came out. I guess Nintendo did like a reboot. They came back with their Ready album. They Trey Songz.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
They came back with Trey Songz.
That's hilarious.
If
PlayStation, then what's PlayStation? If you're comparing them to R&B singers,
PlayStation. Ooh, okay. PlayStation. That's like a
Omarion.
Not Omarion.
PlayStation is that shit, man.
PlayStation.
Chris Brown, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe Chris. It might be Chris.
Chris Brown.
Because it was out a little bit before Trey.
It might be Chris.
And it's still around. PlayStation might be Chris Brown.
At least for our generation to say Chris Brown, that makes sense. And especially if you call a Nintendo Trey Songz.
I think that might be a... Yeah, that might be a good one. All Chris right. Brown.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
All right, y'all, we're going to go into the Patreon patio questions of the week. Now, we will be starting the separate podcast questions here in the next week or two, so just bear with us while we get that right. But in the meantime, we will go ahead.
Tell them why. It's because you're going out of town and you're leaving us behind once again. Go ahead. Tell them. Be honest.
I mean,
you taking the picture on the flight going or coming back?
Yeah, you taking it going or coming back? What's your caption?
How you stunting? I know you're gonna let them know where you at.
How you stunting? Let them know where you at.
Everybody follow Rome.
Follow Rome this weekend.
He leave on Thursday. Follow him because he gonna tell you everything.
All right,
he
guys.
He said all
can
shades
I,
all
can
week.
Can I speak?
He gonna have all button ups. He gonna have shades on.
I am headed to Miami to be a,
to Miami. To be I ain't never been there. I ain't never been there, and you just headed there. I've never been to Miami. Always wanted to go.
So you only lived there, but you ain't been there. Oh,
He from Dade County, but he ain't from Miami. He don't know nothing about Miami.
I was born there, but you ain't been there.
He ain't never been there.
Because that's the difference.
No.
He might have been raised there, but he ain't never been there.
See, I've been there.
I've been there for 18 years. I ain't never been there.
Right.
Okay, yes, I'm headed to Miami.
I was just there, but I ain't never been there.
Oh yes, and I guess I'll take the picture going. Maybe I can get a nice plain window seat, window picture. Yeah. It'll be in the morning time, so maybe I get the sunrise.
I'm blocking you all week. I don't want to see nothing. I'm gonna report every image.
When you get back, we're just gonna jump you. Just to level you out.
I'm gonna do it worse. That's worse than the jump. I'm gonna report every picture. Get it taken down. Oh, report it.
Yeah.
Get them all removed.
But yeah, then I'll be back Monday morning. So yeah, that's where I'll be.
All right.
You coming straight here? You said Monday morning.
Sorry, I landed too. That's not morning. That's afternoon.
See, he don't want to come for y'all. All right. Jordan Moreland, how's life, DT? Like, for real, answer that, though. Laugh out loud. Good vibes 2020. I'm here to check up on everyone's well-being priorities. My question for this week is, would you guys be able to explain the meaning behind Black is a Vibe? I'm sure I have a good grasp of it, but I would like to get your guys' perspective. Stay up. So first he wants to know, how's life?
I think life is good. I think, yeah, for me, life is good, yeah.
Life is good, can be great, working for great.
Yeah.
Things are being put in perspective.
That's solid. Solid answer. Black is a Vibe. Wish we had Johnny on here, but I mean, I think it's just what it is. It's just a, it's a thing. It's
something to be proud of. It's a privilege. Yeah.
It's our boys' clothing line, and
you know, like for the longest time, they say white people can't dance, and I think we've learned at least through the 2000s that they can, you know, especially with the internet. You know, they can. They, you know, there are white people that have rhythm.
Yeah.
But there, you know, is maybe a large majority that doesn't.
Fair enough.
And I think there's maybe a larger majority of black people that do. Yeah. And I think that causes,
it's a lot,
you know,
they can't dance.
Oh, everybody can.
Huh?
I said, man, black people can't dance.
No. I'm completely agree with that. I just think there's a larger amount more than, you know, our other counterparts,
people, humans.
Our
just
other
go
humans?
With your point.
Yeah.
Just
go.
Anyway, but I just think, you know, saying Black is a Vibe is that it's that extra. You know what I'm saying? Black, you know, just that extra seasoning.
Yeah, extra,
you know what I'm saying?
Seasoning,
we got that. You know, it's just that vibe.
Now, what type of seasoning? Lawry's.
I think it used to be Lawry's, right?
Okay.
Lawry's held down Black Vibe
for a long time. Yeah.
But I think with this
vibes.
Whole new
health
movement, yeah. I think the black seasoning is changing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I'm not sure.
I think it's becoming Himalayan pink sea salt.
It's
Himalayan sea salt.
Yep, it might be anything Dr. Sabi says.
Himalayan, the Himalayan is the pink salt.
Yeah, the pink salt. Yeah.
Sea salt is separate.
Yeah, so
right.
Yeah, so I think that's what
I think it's pink Himalayan sea salt.
Yeah, I think it's all together.
Isn't it?
It is.
Maybe I'm wrong by that, but whatever.
I think that's, it's coming up. It's coming up because people are getting more health conscious. So.
I usually just grab one closest to where I'm grabbing from the cabinet. If the sea salt weighed on the left side, I'm on the right side, I get that Himalayan salt.
That's fine.
Just
give me
whatever.
One of these.
Ariana. Hey, Dorm Chamber. First, I want to say rest in peace to the legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter. Mm-hmm. So this past 2 weeks, I lost my job for putting my hands on another associate, a male, and I filed for sexual harassment claim. I'm supposed to hear something back soon, but I feel like it was an unfair case because they didn't know more behind the story. At this point, I feel like I'm at a complete loss. Like, I feel like I'm losing everything. I'm supposed to be getting a car next month. Want to be able to get an apartment next year. Considering you guys are out of college and all grown up, I take online classes full time. I just lost a full-time job. If you were in my shoes, what steps would you take? Any suggestions for me?
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm saying, honestly, not the whole sexual harassment thing, but getting fired could be a blessing because sometimes we'll never leave a situation until something drastic happens, like being fired. And you may be coming into more blessing. You may be coming into a job that's gonna pay more, got way better benefits and a better work environment.
And it sounds like that environment is a little toxic.
Yeah, it's very little toxic. Yeah. So regardless, I feel like you would have left. So this is this expediting that for you. It's like, that's how we felt when the best example that come to my mind all the time we say is when our YouTube, the first one got deleted and we lost, he had 60,000 subs, 200 videos is gone. We was just down. But then we saw the blessing came. We got an agent, a manager, and started getting paid because of that. I'm not going to explain all the details, but a blessing came from that down moment. So that could be what's in store for you.
Yeah. I mean, you say the best, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sierra, greetings, DT. KB passing was so sudden that I didn't even want to believe that it happened. Prayers up for his family. Did y'all hear about this new show that Andre 3000 is going to be on? It's called Dispatchers from Elsewhere. It's supposed to premiere March 1st on AMC, and he's playing a character from Fred Wynn. So far from the trailer, looks pretty interesting. I saw it via Twitter. Most definitely a tune in. Have y'all blessed in a high energy week. Much love, C.
Is he a star?
Yeah, I did not see that.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer. It do look interesting. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Dispatchers
from Elsewhere. Yeah, he's like a star. Like he's in the trailer. I'm assuming he's a star as much as he's in the trailer, but it does look interesting. It's not one of those like, oh, I gotta see that. But because it's Andre 3000, I'm such a big fan, and it's kind of, you know, it did pique my interest. But
okay.
I didn't read about it yet. I just seen the trailer like everyone else.
I got to check that out. Yeah. I love Andre. Even his movies, like I like Idlewild.
I don't feel like that
movie gets enough credit. I thought it was a pretty good movie, man. Like great movie. Music,
especially
everything.
For a musical. You know, musicals is hard to do.
Musicals definitely hard to do.
And it was great music, but that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Moving cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Classic Cuddy. Hey guys, hope y'all had a good weekend. I have no questions this week. Just keep up the good work and stay grinding. Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant and his daughter. One of the great prayers to his family.
Thank you, Cuddy.
Appreciate that, Classic.
Hey Zeus. What's up, DT? Hope all is well on the West Coast. My question today is, when y'all have kids, what sorts of activities or challenges would you give your kids to see if they think like you do? For example, if I don't catch my kids screaming in the living room trying to go Super Saiyan, I'm not claiming it.
That's funny.
P.S. If your shirt isn't tucked into your pants, then your pants aren't tucked into your shirt.
He got that for you.
Hilarious. I think because me and Cam were just talking about this in the kitchen the other day, is like we have noise Tourette's. Like, we'll just be sitting there.
I do too, honestly.
And like noise Tourette's. And
been like that since a child.
So if my kid does that, I'd be like, okay, he's on the right path.
He's got the right amount of insane.
This is something I've never even thought about, mm-hmm. but this off the top of my mind, I'll throw him a football. If he can't catch, all right, okay, all right.
But at what age? What's the first age?
You got to try it all. When he's able to start, like when he's a little baby, of course, but I was all right.
Perfect example.
1 year old, my cousin, mm-hmm. he won. I was playing catch with him. He wouldn't catch it, but he could throw it. I got this on video. I'm like, this man may have a future as a quarterback or a pitcher. Like, he was throwing it with so much force, and he's only one.
Now we have number two coming in. It's a strong arm baby.
So I looked at that like, he may have something in the future. I don't know. But then the second thing would put on music. Let me see what your rhythm like.
Put on music, yeah.
See if you can catch it. But
or sit him down in front of a little keyboard or something. Let him mess around.
Is that to you? The kids dancing or like, do you want
to
teach
it? It's not important at all because I never even thought about this, but. I do. If I have, have kids, you want to just expose them, see what they pick up on. And then, okay, they pick up on music. All right, let me nurture that.
Well, who knows? They might like archery or something.
Right.
That's what I say with you. Just expose them to as much as possible and see what they pick up on.
If I see my kid on couch watching Larry David at 3, that's my son.
I got you.
Dog, that episode last night was funny.
That shit was
hilarious.
I got to watch this.
That black dude had me laughing. You know what joke I'm talking about? When they were talking about cancer.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
So I'm going to say a quick joke. They were saying Larry David, he had to get like a cancer screen. Possibly he may have it or not. And everyone at the table said, if you have cancer, we're not talking to you anymore. We don't like being dealing with people with cancer. His friends are assholes. This one black dude said, he said, when my dad got cancer, I stopped talking to him. They said, so did he ever get it? I said, I don't know.
No. They said,
did he die?
They're like, I don't know. He said, I don't know.
So he never talked to his dad?
Because they were all talking about their fears having to be a friend of somebody that has cancer. It's like, there's a certain, you got to show a little more responsibility being that person's friend. And they were like, I stopped being that person's friend. And he was like, I completely stopped talking to my dad.
Did he die?
He's like, did he die?
I don't know. So funny.
That was hilarious.
That was funny.
But Felicia, hey y'all, speaking of vagina stories,
from last week, I guess.
Okay.
The stinking room.
Okay. When I was in high school, everybody used to tell me my best friend vagina stank, and I never smelt it until we met up to skip school one day and get tattoos. I got mine on my thigh and had to take my pants off. She got hers on her lower tummy near her vagina. She also had to take her pants off. When he got to her, the smell was so strong, he had to put on a mask. She had same deadly smell, but worse. I didn't find out till later. She just had sex without freshening up afterwards. Anyways, my question is, if you find out your girl had a sugar daddy that she didn't give sugar to, would you still be with her? Or vice versa? If you had a sugar mom, would you expect your girl to still be with you?
No, because you're cheating. Yeah, you cheating. But two, what type of decision you make? Why can't we just... Come talk to me. What we doing?
Like, why you need money?
Well, yeah, what you doing? Like, what are you doing? What activities are you into? Like, it's just a lot of questions I got. So
what's this money for? Why can't we get this together or something? I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's not.
But I only did it once.
No, I'm cool.
Rome, stop.
No, Rome. No, stop. Get
out of
here.
From Schoolboy Q.
Okay.
There's only four more.
Four more? Cool. And that's wild that tattoo artist had to go through that, but he got paid.
Gotta First of all, money. Aren't they supposed to wear masks?
No.
No, they ain't supposed to wear masks.
No? Mm-mm. Okay.
It's not a surgeon. But
now, if you stink.
Yeah, if you stink, you got to put that mask on. Schoolboy Q. Hey, DT, I know everyone has been bringing up the tragedy on Sunday, so I'm going to try and bring some fun into the questions. My question to the group is, if you had to choose between crossing the Sahara Desert, oh, this is going to be funny, or the Amazon rainforest, which should you choose and who's your partner? Side note, you can bring anything you could buy that you would think would be necessary. I would choose the Sahara Desert because the rainforest got deadly creatures in it. Yeah, that's easy. I'm not choosing the rainforest. I'm going across the Sahara Desert. But who would I bring?
So you're more scared of bugs and then creatures than thirst.
Yeah, way more. Yeah,
I just feel like thirst is
my bad. Before you go into, so he said, you gotta pick one. Then what he said, I can bring whoever and whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm just gonna bring a truck that can drive over sand with a bunch of water in it with the AC, and I'm gonna bring
anything
a guy.
You could, it says you can bring anything you could buy that you think would be necessary.
Yes, that I'm you, gonna bring
so
a truck.
Right now, could you buy a truck right now?
He's just saying me personally right now.
Yeah, right now, could you buy a truck?
I can try to go get a loan and put a down payment down. A used truck. I get a used
you
truck.
Get, okay, that's fair. You get a used
get
truck.
Used truck.
Okay.
I don't know that used truck I made across the desert now.
Do we know anybody that's like a survivalist?
Then F it. I'm sorry. Okay. Let me change that.
Okay.
Then if it's just like that, then I'm going to take the rainforest. I'm just going to get a boat and just come to go to safety in the water.
Yeah, I don't know.
Worry about it.
That rainforest shit, man. That's some wild
stuff. I would
stuff
stay in a car in the rainforest.
No, you don't want that either, man. No, that road too rough. It's easier to travel by water.
Yeah, probably.
Way easier.
I thought it just was survive, like just stay in one place for a while.
It just says, if you had to choose between crossing the Sahara Desert or the rainforest, I'm going to cross the Sahara. I'm not going that rainforest.
Man, I'm just scared. If that car go down Sierra, you dying of thirst.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's
like,
fine.
Ain't no chance.
I don't
want to
be ate by stuff.
But at least there's a chance.
With gorillas and panthers and I'm just not.
If a gorilla, you see one in the jungle, he's looking at you and he just said, nephew!
I'm like, nephew? They don't look like you.
Oh, hold on, ain't my nephew.
Oh, no, I'm your nephew. Hannah, which one you choosing, Sahara or rainforest? Nobody want to go to
rainforest. It's too much in the rainforest, man. Down to the ants.
Oh, shit.
And
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Mosquitoes, man. No.
Yeah. But you will have water.
Oh, yeah. You're
but
have
you that. Can't drink it.
Yeah. Rainwater. You can drink the rainwater.
You better catch it right out of the
you
sky.
You better hope it's the rainy season.
not the fire season.
Devin McKenzie. What up, the ODT fam? Some of my favorite content from you guys are features on other people's projects. T.O. Choco and Green Bitch in particular.
Appreciate it.
Lachona and Black Angus were hilarious. How did these collaborations come together? Are there any plans on working with them again? Any funny stories shooting these videos? Side note, I thought Rome was T.O. for the longest. T.I.O. T.O. T.O. For the longest. I'm still not sure. Baby Butt Hairs is one of the most hilarious statements I've ever heard. Baby, but I forgot I said it in one skit. But how did the Green Bitch collaborators come? I mean, we met Green Bitch out here
at a grocery store.
Yeah, I met them coming from a grocery store. Me and Cam.
Yeah, and then we just all linked up. Very creative. And,
always fans of them.
Are they working with them again? We work with them on a couple of projects, like especially with John shooting stuff and working.
We got some things for them. We always consider like everyone we work with that we really enjoy working with. We always keep them in our. Or yeah, that's probably doesn't sound right, but just like we always
Rolodex.
Yeah, keep them in the. I was gonna say keep them in our back pocket, but that don't sound right. But you know, like we always remember them for other projects and stuff. You know,
Crushed Paradise. No question this week. Just wanted to say I appreciate y'all for all the work you've put into the game. Be blessed and much love. Thank you, man. Appreciate.
I remember Black Books. How excited you were to put numbers in there.
Black Books.
Yeah. In middle school.
Man, getting a number back then it meant something. You know what I'm saying?
It was an ego boost, man.
Like, because you had to, like, you had to work, and if she went to go to write down a number, you like,
you remember being nervous because you don't know who's gonna pick up.
Yeah, you know
who's
calling house phone. Oh yeah, you definitely call a house phone.
You was just hoping, please don't let it be the dad. Hello, can I speak to Brittany? Who this? Brittany friend.
Did you ain't never hung up?
What type of friend?
I definitely hung up before.
I hung up at least like the first time. I hung up like 2-3 times.
But
they thought that was
why
some
were we so scared? Well, we more so scared because we just figured this dad just wasn't going. Like in our minds, dads just automatically didn't like us.
Yes.
No, not for me.
It was a lot of things. It's like, all right, you don't have enough experience, like what you gonna talk about? So I used to write stuff down before just in case I run out of stuff. I'll have points to go to. I'm for real.
Yo, that's funny. I ain't never heard
middle
that.
School? That's middle funny. School.
That is at 12.
Yeah, to write stuff down.
So I'm writing.
You just
like,
not that smart.
I just writing this. Like, just kidding. If I run out of stuff and go stale,
that's
I can go here. I don't want silence. Silence was the worst thing.
Oh, yeah.
Still to this day, silence.
Yeah,
that's
trash.
What I was scared of, but I never thought. Oh, let me go ahead and write some topics down.
Hey, he's very proficient because I never thought about that either. I never thought about writing it down.
Your conversation may have been better.
It could, maybe.
Maybe
it
but nigga, I'm 8.
eight.
You were 8 in middle school? You smart as hell?
Yeah, you definitely
smart.
No,
my first number I got was in elementary school.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
We got numbers in elementary school.
Yeah.
But when you really started calling was
middle
school years.
Oh, yeah, you
started
calling about middle school, yeah.
Oh, so late, you just threw all the ones away that you...
I wasn't calling nobody at 8.
What am I talking about?
With
my 8-year-old wee-wee. What am I talking about?
I'll tell you right now.
You ain't calling nobody at 8.
This Puerto Rican girl in my class named Serena. Man.
What y'all was talking about?
Nothing. But I was happy to have said, that call, nigga. I was excited.
Who put her on the phone?
Yeah,
she became my first girlfriend in middle school. Huh?
Who put her on the phone?
Yeah, she shouldn't have been on that
if
phone.
If my daughter know. 8 and a dude called, like, hello, can I speak to if her name Brittany? Who this? This is Emmanuel. How old are you? 8?
Phone.
I ain't gonna be talking about nothing.
See, but this is the difference from coming from rich schools compared to a, you know, when you come from these poor income places, daddy ain't always around.
I forgot he didn't have to call because they was all together at that boarding school.
That's true.
Rich boarding
yeah,
school.
That's true.
He just went across the hall.
That's true. And that, look, you should be excited. They can write a number on anything. It don't matter.
Anything.
It could be a little corner of a piece of paper.
That's what I got most of the time.
Anything.
I never had a black book.
You had a little corner of a paper.
Corner piece
don't
of paper.
Let you lose it. I definitely lost.
One girl wrote me, she was like, I think you cut. And I was like, cut? And she said, oh, I meant to put cut cute. I remember asking, what she like, thinks what? I'm cut?
Am I in the gym?
I was like, is that a new slang?
Obviously, she didn't wear her glasses that day.
Oh, no.
She didn't wear her glasses that day.
I was like, cut?
I know you was confused. Cut.
And then, you know, I'm scared to ask.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't want to seem stupid.
Like, hey, what's cut? What's cut mean?
I was asking some nigga next to me. And I think that's what happened. I asked one kid next to me. He was like, he grabbed it and just went back to her. He asked, what does it mean? She said, cute. I was like, that's not how you spell cute.
Passing notes in class.
Look, that's the first DMing.
Yeah, that's first
passing
DM.
Passing notes.
Passing
like, that's
notes,
what it was
yeah.
about.
Honestly.
Your notepad.
Get a little privacy.
I hope I can find it.
It was transfer of information.
I'm going to say, that was the most exciting
exciting.
Thing. That was way better than a number.
Way
if a
better.
Girl come back and give you a
note.
It's folded. Ooh. And you see it already.
You see the
like,
colorful you see the colorful ooh. Writing on it. You
rip that thing open. You kick back like it's a newspaper.
You like, okay, well,
hey,
she be like, hey, you know how you do. I'm like, okay, all right.
Hold on. So you go back home, you write, and you be like, oh, this looks sloppy. Let me rewrite it. That's my rough draft. Let me write it perfectly.
you
ain't doing no homework.
You get handed it.
And then you go back, you pass through it.
That was
damn,
that,
I ain't looking trash.
That, okay. Look, that DM damn, look, made trash. That heart go, that little heart icon popped up. You like,
oh my God.
Oh, yeah, that was
you need to get back the notes, man.
I need to go home. If I can find it back in my house in North Carolina, I think I still have a bag with
my
notes.
Before
wow.
my parents,
if I can find it, I'll read it. I'll
my
come on
parents,
here and read it.
When they were moving,
yeah.
this nigga got
I had to
a
come
bag
back.
Worth of notes?
It was a bag.
When they
God
were moving,
damn.
I came back home one time. They like looked through this stuff, what
yeah,
they
yeah.
want. They said they found my middle school wallet. They said it was a picture of one a girl,
mm-hmm.
y'all know it, and it was just nothing but condoms in it.
Hilarious.
I said,
hey, pretty safe.
But oh, yeah. then I found this, it's like I had a safe where I put money in,
yeah.
and under it, when you take out like the little
yeah.
thing,
notes is in there.
All my notes. I remember reading it. I was just laughing.
Yeah, I was lame.
But these were high school. This was high school notes.
Yeah. A lot of my notes were 8th and 9th grade, and we were in class. I had so many because we were in class.
But I didn't have mine. I only had theirs.
No.
Is this including Valentine's Day?
I'm talking about just regular note passing.
And you have a bag?
Because we used to do it in class. Like, sometimes we would do it in class, and sometimes be a couple times a week or whatever. If I can find that bag, I'm coming on reading that shit.
You got to. Because
that shit will be hilarious.
That would be funny as hell.
It's going to be funny.
It's crazy. We had techniques. That goes in the same category as, like, you know, like rewinding porn and putting it in certain places.
Listen,
and like, all those little tricks we had to get around adults.
And it was genuine, like, because I wouldn't even think about pussy. Like, I was just, I just did it because it was, I just felt good. I was like, oh, this is like, she talking to me. Like, it's cool.
You was fat, too.
And I was fat.
He was fat. Well,
I was pre-fat. I was like,
What's pre-fat? Like, what pound made you fat?
Could you see
like, what pound wasn't fat, then what was that one extra pound, and you're like, all right,
that's
I'm
probably
fat
why
now.
You didn't get horny yet. Your stomach was over
your
dick.
Yeah, my stomach, I couldn't see my dick for a long time.
F that. What's the pound fat?
I'm not sure, because I was only 5'8", 9 at the time. So
when you were fat, how much you weighed when they said you were obese?
They said I was obese for my age and my height, I was probably right at like 2.
So when you
I'm
were,
two now.
So when you were
maybe I might or I might have been like 180 something.
So
or
when you were
like
179, you wasn't fat.
Yeah.
But as soon as you went to 180,
that was fat.
You obese.
That was obese. I was large at that point.
So all your notes came at 179.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you hit 180, they stopped.
No, they ain't stopped because I was still cool, but they just probably wasn't genuine.
You sure
anymore.
You wasn't hot? It
oh no, I was definitely hot. My titties used to sweat a lot. It was rough.
Oh my god.
It was rough, but,
all right, go to the last question.
It was here.
To the last one.
Lulu was last two. Lulu, hey y'all, hope y'all are feeling good. My question, what is the worst time you tripped / fell in public? Mine was years ago. I was in choir, and my choir director told me to move a few steps back while we were on stage. I guess I stepped one too many times because I tripped on a speaker and fell flat on my ass with a skirt on in the middle of the concert. LMAO.
Well, mine is when we run into the gym. That's the last one I can remember.
Yeah, Cam's running to the gym, and he just disappeared beside me. And I was like, what happened? He had a stump and went to roll.
Because, you know, out here we got earthquakes, so the sidewalk was up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is she talking about just from walking?
Anywhere, fall walk. I mean, anything.
She's saying in public.
In public,
definitely. My bike. I've taken some spills. But you know,
remember.
It's funny. My brother's in town. He's visiting. My little brother's in town visiting, and you know, this morning we went out for a run.
Yeah.
And all I heard was a trip behind me. You know, we running outside, so all I heard was tick, tick, and then I look back, and I see this man. Break dancing. I'm talking about hand touching concrete, feet still touching concrete, spinning around, and he stayed up. And I was like, this nigga, what was that? I was like,
he probably hit one of the sidewalks, was bent up because of the earthquake.
I'm talking about he was tripping, hit the hand, flip, turn, boom. He was like, did you see that?
What's funny is when you trip, you immediately go into some type of like
blank,
warp
you blank
speed.
Out. You don't hear nothing. Yeah, yeah. Nothing else matters.
Nothing
in the
else
world.
Matters.
This
like,
is just
that moment.
Pure adrenaline.
Don't matter.
Just like I gotta save this face.
Rains down. Oh, the stripper back. Rains down. What up, DT? I really hope you guys are.
Hold on, she really a stripper?
I don't know. Remember we said that time, Rains Down, sound like a stripper name.
Oh, it does sound like a stripper
name. What up, DT? I really hope you guys are recognized as the GOAT for our era of comedy, just like when Kobe was a GOAT in era of basketball. Rest in peace, Kobe and his daughter, among others who lost their lives too soon. My question this week is, who is the best Ninja Turtle? You could say best.
Raphael.
You could say based on weapons, skills, or whatever you just, or just your favorite. My personally was Raphael.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my favorite.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Raphael first. Let me see if I can go Raphael.
Hold on, I was never a big turtle watcher.
Raphael, he had
the red one.
Red.
Yeah. What's
he was the one that was always angry.
He had the
what's them things? You know,
the little spike thing.
The spike thing. You know, with the
katana. Is that
no? It was because you know, it's the one that could look like this, like almost like a candle, but knife.
Yeah, Hannah, what's the candle pokey knife
that Raphael had?
You know what it's called?
The candle pokey knife.
But. Leonardo was the leader.
Yeah,
Donatello was the smart
purple.
One. Leonardo's the blue.
Blue. Okay.
Donatello's purple.
Purple.
Michelangelo is the orange. And Raphael was red.
All painters, of course. Yeah, I was excited. Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah. He was my favorite.
Yeah, I like Raphael. I think
they all played their role.
Low key, Donatello having just a stick and whooping niggas ass is kind of cool. Not gonna lie. And he was smart.
Chad's favorite.
It was, and he was smart. Donatello was smart. Leo, he was just the leader. He had two swords or one. Or
he had two swords.
Yeah, two, yeah. And then Michelangelo, he was just cool.
The comic relief.
He was comic relief. And but he did the nunchucks and shit like
that. He's Chaz.
Okay.
Let's name him after us right now.
Now, we got five in our group, but okay.
Okay, and two people can double as
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I think you would be Donatello. I feel like you got a little
Which
Donatello.
One's Donatello? The blue one?
Yeah.
Purple.
Okay,
purple. Okay.
Me and Chaz could do Michelangelo because I'm goofy too. I feel like
you and Chaz could
I feel
you.
Like we could do that.
Okay.
I feel like Cam Raphael. I can see
that's
that.
The angry.
He's not angry.
I feel like
but,
I'm the opposite of Raphael.
You think opposite? So you
Raphael was a hothead. He was the one that
maybe
would kick
it maybe
all
get that to Mike a little bit hothead sometimes.
Okay. Okay.
I might get Raphael.
Yeah, Mike is Raphael.
I could give Leo to Cam. I give Leo.
Okay.
Leo.
I could
do that.
That's the blue one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I still got the sheets in the closet now.
The sheets. But Raphael was my favorite. I don't know. He just was. I don't know. I fuck with Raphael. Okay. And then red's my favorite color. So. All
right.
Oh, somebody sent us a. I don't know if you've seen it. Somebody sent us a.
That was the last one, right?
Yeah. Somebody sent from the conversation we had when Cam wasn't on here about Ninja Turtles versus the Power Rangers.
Oh shit! Yeah.
And somebody sent us this drawing or this. I think I saved it. Please tell me I saved it. Yeah. They sent us that.
They did this?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. But it's like a little art rendering of Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers. I was like, that's hard.
Okay, that's fire.
Yeah.
Boom Studios.
I'll show you another one, I think. Yeah, but yeah, what's this picture of? I ain't gonna lie, that'd be kind of cool to watch.
Ninja Turtles? As a cartoon,
As a cartoon.
No, not for me.
You ain't like Power Rangers?
Power Rangers.
I did, but not more than Ninja Turtles. Like Power Rangers was a short little thing for me. It didn't last long.
That's fair. Power Rangers.
Yeah, and they had that picture.
Not
too.
More than Ninja Turtles though.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, it's bad. Hard.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. Yeah, went obsessed. Off. Went off.
Them Batman.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Comedy Trap House. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube, Comedy Trap House. Yeah, and we will holler at y'all next week with a Super Bowl winner.
And we'll start the questions.
Probably next week, yeah.
Yeah, separate video for the questions next week.
All right, y'all. And,
appreciate y'all.
Love y'all. Have
Kobe died, so I want to say love to everybody. Hug your family. Hug your kids. Mm-hmm. You never know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen.
Have a blessed week full of good energy. And
I love y'all too, man.
I love you too, man.
Report all the wrong Miami pictures.
I guess. Do that if that's going to make you feel better.
I know. Yeah. If one get removed, you might be
like, come on, man. Yeah. Report my business, man. All right, y'all. We'll see you next week. Peace.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.